Just a quick note at the top, the podcast and newsletter will be off tomorrow in observance of Juneteenth, but we'll be back again for one more episode on Thursday before we break for the weekend. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Welcome to day 1246. The Biden administration announced executive actions to protect some 500,000 immigrants who do not have legal status in the United States from being deported. The new policy will shield undocumented immigrants if they've lived in the United States for 10 or more years and are married to a U.S. citizen. The protection also provides a streamlined path to citizenship. Roughly 500,000 undocumented spouses and 50,000 undocumented stepchildren of U.S. citizens are expected to be eligible to apply. Biden also announced a policy that makes DACA recipients and so-called Dreamers eligible for work visas rather than temporary work authorization. In a statement, Biden said, "Today's a good day." Moving on, the New York Court of Appeals rejected an appeal by convicted felon Donald Trump for the gag order in the election interference case involving falsified business records, which he was convicted of last month. The court wrote that Trump's appeal was dismissed because no substantial constitutional question is directly involved. As a result, Trump's gag order, which bars him from speaking about jurors, witnesses, and other parties involved in the Manhattan Supreme Court case, will remain in effect. After Trump was found guilty on 34 felony counts, his attorneys argued that the order should be lifted because the trial was over. And finally, the House Ethics Committee is expanding its investigation into Matt Gaetz amid allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use. The bipartisan committee said its investigation was paused in deference to the DOJ's investigation, but it was reopened after the DOJ declined to bring charges. The committee said there has been a significant and unusual amount of public reporting on the committee's activities this Congress. Much of that reporting has been inaccurate. The investigation is reportedly focused on whether Gaetz engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, accepted improper gifts, dispensed special privileges and favors to individuals with whom he had a personal relationship, and sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct. So far, the committee has conducted more than a dozen interviews, issued 25 subpoenas, and received thousands of pages of documents. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.